If you want to follow the Odyssey or the battle between that couple on Vancouver Island, Jessica and Nikki, and the battle over the Vitamix blender box against their three cats, Max, George, and Lando, well, I put up a link on the show on Facebook page, a link to their Facebook page, and you can see the videos. And as the cats stand guard over the box and refuse to give it up. And that, and the fact that we have bitterly cold temperatures today, minus 22 right now, minus 31 with a wind chill, all of that combining to create an all-time record demand for electricity today in Quebec. Hydro-Quebec has registered the highest hydro consumption ever today, surpassing the previous record, which was set back in January 2014. And while we are shivering today in this cold, in Calgary, people are sitting outside on patios. It is plus 9 right now in Calgary. The Chinook winds are blowing. Austin, the second of which, for Eve. Peace of mind. Coming up next hour. Strat Vegas Hotel, Casino, and SkyPod. He'll be not only bringing the music and Sammy Hagar and friends, which means members of his band, Sammy and the Circle, Chickenfoot, and some other notables who usually show up for his birthday parties. But this Vegas run that starts next month and goes until the end of March will not only bring his friends, but the sand and the surf style to the inside of that venue as they, I don't know, maybe we'll have beach volleyball going on too. Question is, if they're bringing the sand and the palm trees inside, do we get to wear the swimwear at the show? Tickets go on sale for that one tomorrow. If you're planning a trip to Vegas this winter, this is Van Halen on a 2 for Tuesday. Text in the next one you want to hear to 1197. If you're someone who likes to drive like a D-bag, the future's coming. Self-driving cars might take that pleasure away from you, or will they? Seems you might be able to get your self-driving car to drive like a D-bag, just like you. I'll fill you in on that and more with Rise Against now. This is Talking to Ourselves on show. Thanks for your text messages. Jane Lachine says, turkey, seemingly super easy, but very stressful to make, because I think timing is probably the most important thing there. You're not sure exactly how long it's going to take. You got a ballpark figure based on your calculations of the weight of the turkey, but then, you know, you got all kinds of other things going on, because at this point you're having people over. Want to make sure to get that bird in the oven quick enough. So yeah, good one, Jay. And Ronnie on St. Leonard says, pasta cacio pepe. The cheese always becomes one big goofy blob for me. I know what you mean, Ronnie. I haven't tried making cacio pepe. It seems so easy, but it is definitely one of those tough ones to master. In this poll on the hardest easy foods to make, not only were eggs at the top of the list, but pancakes and pasta. Pancakes was actually the number one voted as the hardest easy thing, or seemingly the easy thing to make. Mac and cheese, soup, and mashed potatoes also made that list, along with rice, which is pretty simple, right? Water, boil it. But yeah, if you don't want you to do it properly at the right temperature, could burn. Here's Genesis. Quebec Health Director Dr. Horacio Arruda had handed in his resignation to Premier François Legault, who accepted, and then announced an interim health director who will sit in until the position has been officially filled. Don't know who that might be in terms of the official position, though. Dr. Luc Boileau, president of l'Institut National d'Excellence en Santé et Services Sociaux, will be the successor of Dr. Arruda for the time being. Along with that, Quebec is looking to impose a significant fine, or financial penalty, as they call it, against people who refuse to get vaccinated.
The province consulting with the finance minister and legal advisors about implementing that measure. Premier Legault already said $50 or $100 is not significant enough for him. It would have to be more in terms of a fine for not being vaccinated. Will that go through? Will they hash it out? Will they propose it? Still remains to be seen, but it was an idea that was tossed around earlier today at a press conference. We got music. It's Bilal on your afternoon. Maybe one day I'll get my own name right. Work it out. Is that what you've been doing since the new year? Maybe a little more than usual, perhaps? Trying to fulfill that resolution, getting back in shape, or in better shape? Well, we've got some help for you. Not only did that Metallica song help me with my ghost crunches, which, by the way, are crunches without any weight. Or did I say crunches? I meant pull-ups. You know, so it's just like sticking your arms up in the air and bring them down. Put them up, bring them down. Ghost pull-ups. It's my easy way of working out and not getting anything done there. Of course, we've got two songs on this Workout Week Showdown theme for you, encouraging you to keep those resolutions going, if that includes fitness, because usually in the second week of the new year is when we start to ease up, forget, or let go of those commitments that we made for the new year. So here are two songs to help you keep your workouts going in the second week of January. Great songs to work out to: Led Zeppelin's Immigrant Song and Paranoid from Black Sabbath, perhaps already on your workout playlist. Which one would you pick as the top song to do ghost pull-ups to, or whatever exercises you're doing these days? We got the Beatles coming. Well, your 6 o'clock showdown spin coming up soon with two workout songs for Workout Week, encouraging you to keep those resolutions going, especially if it has to do with your fitness and, you know, your health. Health is important, right? We've learned that all kinds of ways over the last 2 years, and continue to do so, which I'm hoping will just make us better off as a society as we move forward. But, you know, still got a few hurdles to jump through. Or over. Coming up, that 6 o'clock showdown, spin your last minute votes over on the show and Facebook page for two great workout songs. And speaking of workout songs, here's some Bob Dylan on steroids for another Two for Tuesday opportunity. Text in the next song you want to hear from Guns N' Roses. I took that Bob Dylan song and, yeah, pumped it up big time with the guitars and the orchestration and the loveliness knocking on heaven's door.
Or Rush. Alright, so I'm going to give you this line. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Too late. My time has come. How do you give a line from Bohemian Rhapsody and expect anyone not to get it? But that was really well played, my friend. Do you want to give us, do you want to announce that for us right now on show?
Yes, going up next is Bohemian Rhapsody.
By who?
By Queen.
On what station?
On Show 97.7.
But he left us in 2016. Very, very sad day. I'll never forget the day that I found out that David Bowie was no longer with us. I was on a plane coming back from Hawaii, and I was doing my crossover to the next plane. I had my connecting flight. I'd gotten off my plane. I think I was in Miami waiting for my next flight. Turned my phone back on, and I got a text from someone saying, I can't believe Bowie's gone. It was the worst, and it still is surreal. But we have his music, and that is a gift.
Escape for the day for less with Shopico.ca. Indulge your imagination at Secteur 81, the newest escape room in Longueuil. Immerse yourself in true crime and a fun challenge with three of your friends. Or how about a day on the slopes and a hot bowl of soup? Get ski tickets for two at Vallée Bleu Ski Center in Val-David, followed by a nice hot bowl of soup. Right now, get either one or both at 50% off. Find these and other great local deals at Shopico.ca.
Huh, I'm still missing Bob's timesheet. Ugh, and John entered 40 hours, even though one of those days was a stat holiday.
Still tracking hours on little bits of paper? Use Mobile Punch. Already more than 27,000 users. MobilePunch.com. Stay safe in the new year with Sécurité Universelle, your home and workplace safety specialists. For footwear, work clothes, safety equipment, gloves, masks, and more, pop in and see them on St. Jacques, west of Cavendish, or shop online at unisafety.com.
She would do anything to save her son's life, even if it means breaking the law. Get into an all-new episode of The Cleaning Lady, Monday at 9, only on CTV.
Weezer on Chome 97.7 and Beverly Hills. Just want to let you know that if you're a fan of movies, there's some really, really cool movies that came out today on 4K, Blu-ray, and all that fun stuff. Big movies from last year. Halloween Kills is out now, and so is Denis Villeneuve's masterpiece, Dune. If you have not seen Dune yet, definitely worth a watch. Watch it on the biggest TV you can, and if it ever comes into theaters again when theaters open up, see it on the biggest screen you can, because it really is a tremendous, tremendous accomplishment, and from someone right here in our own backyard. So kudos to Denis and his whole team for bringing that movie to life. And part two, coming soon. Looking forward to that, probably about 2023. But the fact that it got greenlit is great, great news.
The Brick has been proudly serving Quebec since 2004. Whether you're looking for the hottest seasonal trends or timeless pieces that last, The Brick has the best selection to transform your house into a home. Canadians know they can find high-quality household furniture, mattresses, appliances, and home electronics at great prices. With The Brick's top-notch customer experience team and price match guarantee, you can shop carefree, knowing your satisfaction is a top priority. Plus, get free local delivery every day on purchases of $4.99 or more. The Brick, saving you more.
The legendary Cure and Boys Don't Cry. You know, there was a rumor going around, and I think it's been, it's actually been validated, that Robert Smith from The Cure was working on three records before the pandemic and was planning to release three of them in 2020. So hopefully we will get at least one of them in 2022. That would be a nice surprise. And, well, new Cure music is always a good thing. On that note, I'm going to leave you. I will see you again tomorrow night. Another chance for you to walk away with tickets to go see Papa Roach, who are going to be coming to Montreal March 20th alongside Bad Wolves and Hollywood Undead. That's going to be happening over at Place Belle. Get your tickets now at evenco.ca.
Alice Cooper.
Greetings, my little sick things. And yes, that's one of my songs, not a reference to your health. It's Alice Cooper here with you on January 11th, 2022, to get your Tuesday night party started, or just keep you company as you work on your car, quarantine alone, or bid on used garden tools on eBay. By the way, I just found something out. There's a company that puts Tesla motors in any car. You can get a 68 Mustang. Do you know how cool that is? That is one of the good, because, yeah, okay, it's a Mustang. It's got a 289, and it's going to overheat. Well, it's got an electric motor. It's not going to overheat. Not only that, but it's just a cool idea. I love that idea. In fact, I've got a 65 Corvette Stingray that I might put an electric motor in it, because that would be really hip. Okay. Anyways, I'll have This Day in Rock coming up later, but now we all need someone to love. Oh, by the way, all you motorheads out there, I've got so many other cars with big engines in them that eat gas. Don't think that I'm going soft on you. I just want to see what a Corvette with an electric engine is like.
You're not alone. I'm here, okay?
Hey, I'm not going anywhere. I'm right here.
I just want you to know I'm here, you know?
If you need me, I'm here for you.
It's gonna be all right. I'm here for you. I'm here.
Keep being there. Keep talking. On January 26th, it's Bell Let's Talk Day.
Gordon Ramsay's new series, Next Level Chef, has three unique kitchens. The top floor gets only the best, and the bottom has to scrape it together. An all-new Next Level Chef, tonight at 10, only on CTV.
Okay, the rent, plus the car, plus the credit card. I won't make it. I have too much debt.
Thanks to Pierre Roy Associés, you won't have to hear about your debts ever again. Contact us. An advisor is available to take your call immediately. Join us at one of our 38 locations, by telephone or by video conference. We have solutions to help you rebuild your financial health. Schedule your free consultation at pierreroy.com. Pierre Roy Associés, licensed insolvency trustee.
What would you call a new crispy chicken sidekick made by Subway sandwich experts? With seasoned chicken breast free from artificial flavors, a crispy golden brown coating, and freshly prepared just for you? At Subway, we call it the complete package. Introducing our new crispy chicken sidekick, only $3.99, only at Subway, and only here for a limited time. Subway, eat fresh. Freshly prepared for your order. Limited time at participating restaurants. Extras additional plus tax.
Stuck at home and need some fun to occupy your time? Visit shopico.ca to find great online entertainment for less. Subscribe to jeuxidee.com at 50% off to play online quizzes and word games. Everything from local trivia to Sudoku for fun and for prizes. Or try La Société Jeux d'Évasion, online puzzle games created right here in Quebec for all ages and levels. Also at 50% off. Find these and other great local deals at shopico.ca.
Ring in the new year with hit movies and shows you just can't miss on Crave. New episodes of HBO's Emmy-winning series, Euphoria.
There's something you're not telling me.
John Cena in the HBO Max original Peacemaker.
What are you waiting for?
Plus, the Harry Potter 20th anniversary Return to Hogwarts event special. And witness the rise of Tony Soprano in the latest film, The Many Saints of Newark.
And this kid's got what it takes.
This January on Crave. Plans for mobile starting at $9.99 per month. Check it all out at crave.ca.
Receive up to $4,000 for participating in a study. Alta Sciences is currently recruiting healthy participants age 18 to 65 who do not take any medication on a regular basis. Participate in a clinical study in Montreal and you can receive up to $4,000 for your participation. Register online at goalta.ca or by phone at 514-373-2003. 514-373-2003.
From Golden Globe and Emmy winner Kurt Smeaton and the producers of Letterkenny.
What's burning?
Making eggs.
Oh, my God.
CTV's new series, Children Ruin Everything, starts tonight at 8.
And for the record, children don't ruin everything.
Just your social life. And your food and sleep and free time.
Only on CTV.
He said he'd be right back. And Alice never breaks promises. Perhaps a lot of wind, but not promises. So here's Alice Cooper once again, just for you.
You're back for a whole new year with Alice Cooper. I know it's the 11th, so I'll stop saying that soon, but what do I replace it with? Happy not-so-new year? I don't know. I think about that. I think it's going to be a great year. I'm an optimist. I am the eternal optimist. I think it's going to be a terrific year. And little Patty dares you to hit her with the best shot, but nobody would. She's the cutest little thing in the world. That was Peter Gabriel with Sledgehammer back when MTV showed videos. That was a pretty spectacular one. It won a record 9 MTV Video Music Awards. It used claymation, pixelation, and stop-motion animation. For my videos, we used me. Our videos were about, we were so theatrical to start with, we didn't really have to add a lot of stuff to it. Okay, mutants, it's break time, but I'll be back with This Day in Rock featuring, I'll let you guess.
Nights with Alice Cooper continues after this.
Show's resident rock historian is Randy Renaud. And every Friday at 2 p.m., he explores the chronicles of rock. In the autumn of 1979, a Toronto band came to Quebec to record the album that would carry them into the top five on album charts around the world and help pave their way to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's the story of Permanent Waves from Rush for its 42nd anniversary. Friday afternoon at 2. The Chronicles of Rock on Shome 97.7.
In 1964, Louie Louie by the Kingsmen was the number one song on the Cashbox Music Chart. For a while, the record was banned by a handful of U.S. radio stations because of the indecipherable lyrics, which were rumored to contain some naughty words. Even the FBI investigated the song, but finally concluded that they could find nothing wrong. FBI listening to Louie Louie. Can you imagine this? Elliot Ness and the guys. It's Tuesday night, and you're here at the start of another year with Alice Cooper. In case you were wondering, we're in the 22nd year of the third millennium and the 21st century and the third year of the 2020s decade, not to mention that the United Nations has declared 2022 as the International Year of Artisanal Fisheries and Aquaculture and the International Year of Glass. Party on. I have no idea how to celebrate those. I guess you could just get a great big glass full of fish and just go, yay. Here's Zeppelin. The Guns N' Roses frontman sang for AC/DC on 23 shows during the group's 2016 Rock or Bust tour. Many people loved it. Many people hated it. I can't think of anybody that would have been better to handle Brian Johnson's role there than Axl. Axl, he's got the chops. He's got the range. He could, and if you've seen AC/DC 50 times, you can see, I saw AC/DC when Axl Rose was the singer. How cool is that? I mean, come on. Tell me who your favorite AC/DC singer is at Alice at Nights with AliceCooper.com. And technically, there have been four singers. Think on that while I do this.
You know, you can tell me. I'm listening.
No, you're not bothering me at all. Go ahead, buddy. I'm listening.
Hello. My name is Katie. I'm here for you. I'm listening.
Go on. I'm listening.
I understand. I'm listening, honey.
Keep listening. Keep talking. On January 26th, it's Bell Let's Talk Day.
I love getting all your messages, especially on new things we introduce. This one's about discovering our new PC Health app.
Hey, PC. First thing every morning, I open my app and plan my day. Earning points on things like steps pushes me to just go for it. Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Good for you. I have no doubt your heart will also thank you. The PC Health app is just one of the ways we make every day better. From booking a virtual doctor's appointment to earning points for steps. Download the free PC Health app today.
You're in prison for life.
I work for the government.
Post office?
Do you think they'd let me out of prison to deliver mail?
If you don't have Crave, you're missing out on exclusive shows like Peacemaker. From the director of the Suicide Squad comes the action-packed spin-off series starring John Cena.
Name Alan Grower, not a shower.
His new squad gives Peace a bad name.
Two jerks in costumes and a couple of rejects.
It's like a real team out there.
An HBO Max original series, Peacemaker, streaming Thursday, January 13th, only on Crave. Subscribe now at Crave.ca.
What would you call a new crispy chicken sidekick made by Subway sandwich experts? With seasoned chicken breast free from artificial flavors, a crispy golden brown coating, and freshly prepared just for you? At Subway, we call it the complete package. Introducing our new crispy chicken sidekick, only $3.99, only at Subway, and only here for a limited time. Subway, eat fresh. Freshly prepared for your order. Limited time at participating restaurants. Extras additional plus tax.
From Golden Globe and Emmy winner Kurt Smeaton and the producers of Letterkenny.
What's burning?
Making eggs.
Oh, my God.
CTV's new series, Children Ruin Everything, starts tonight at 8.
And for the record, children don't ruin everything.
Just your social life. And your food and sleep and free time.
Only on CTV.
You're back tonight with Alice Cooper in the midst of winter. In the U.S., that is, of course, in Australia, it's summer. Their three hottest months being December, January, February. Sheesh. We should all just head there now. Quick, get on a plane with Ozzy because he's flying high again. That was Van Halen, so I'm thinking there haven't been any biopics or other movie types, things about Eddie Van Halen since he passed away, but you know somebody's working on it right now. Of course, with his brother and son alive, maybe they put a stop to them. Even though, why wouldn't you do that? Okay, rockers, I'll be right back to check my email, and it might be from you, so get ready to wince. That's what they used to call me in Germany, Vincent. Yes, that was Rob Zombie doing We're an American Band, and indeed Rob is from Connecticut, a stage where I once lived with Dennis Dunaway, Neil Smith, and the band, the original guys. We lived in Greenwich, Connecticut, and could not be more out of place. We had hair down to our waist, and this was in 1971, 72. Greenwich, Connecticut, people, when they get cut, they actually bleed blue blood. That's how straight up that place was. Okay, moving right along, I'll have more rock and talk that doesn't suck right after this break.
Nights with Alice Cooper is brought to you in part by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty, Liberty, Liberty.
Only pay for what you need.
Alice will be right back.
January 21st, the highly anticipated release of Billy Talent's sixth studio album, Crisis of Faith. Show 97.7 wants you to join the band and moderator Cone McCaslin of Sum 41 for an exclusive, invite-only, eve-of-release virtual listening party. Crisis of Faith, the full album, plus Q&A with the band. January 20th, to enter, all you have to do is tell us your favorite Billy Talent song. Do it now at Shome.com.
Stuck at home and need some fun to occupy your time? Visit shoppico.ca to find great online entertainment for less. Subscribe to jeuxidee.com at 50% off to play online quizzes and word games. Everything from local trivia to Sudoku for fun and for prizes. Or try La Société Jeux d'Évasion, online puzzle games created right here in Quebec for all ages and levels, also at 50% off. Find these and other great local deals at shoppico.ca.
From Golden Globe and Emmy winner Kurt Smeaton and the producers of Letterkenny.
What's burning?
Making eggs.
Oh, my God.
CTV's new series, Children Ruin Everything, starts tonight at 8.
And for the record, children don't ruin everything.
Just your social life. And your food and sleep and free time.
Only on CTV.
Alice took a stick of dynamite, a helmet with a light on it, and a picture of Lemmy to scare off any monsters. Then went deep into his closet, just to find you the best deep cut ever. Call him the Jacques Cousteau of Closet Classics.
Closet Classic, well, time for me to do what no other radio show will, stray from the playlist. And I want to hear this. I haven't heard this in a while, okay? Here's Arthur Brown, Fire.
I am the god of hellfire! And I bring you fire.
Thank you.
else is going to play the music you never get to hear on the radio?
You're spending your night with Alice Cooper.
Or timeless pieces that last, The Brick has the best selection to transform your house into a home. Canadians know they can find high-quality household furniture, mattresses, appliances, and home electronics at great prices. With The Brick's top-notch customer experience team and price match guarantee, you can shop carefree, knowing your satisfaction is a top priority. Plus, get free local delivery every day on purchases of $4.99 or more. The Brick, saving you more.
What would you call a new crispy chicken sidekick made by Subway sandwich experts? With seasoned chicken breast free from artificial flavors, a crispy golden brown coating, and freshly prepared just for you? At Subway, we call it the complete package. Introducing our new crispy chicken sidekick, only $3.99, only at Subway, and only here for a limited time. Subway, eat fresh. Freshly prepared for your order. Limited time at participating restaurants. Extras additional plus tax.
I thought you were in prison for life.
I work for the government.
Post office?
Do you think they'd let me out of prison to deliver mail?
If you don't have Crave, you're missing out on exclusive shows like Peacemaker. From the director of The Suicide Squad comes the action-packed spin-off series starring John Cena.
Maybe I'm a grower, not a shower.
His new squad gives Peace a bad name.
Two jerks in costumes and a couple of rejects.
It's like a real team out there.
An HBO Max original series, Peacemaker, streaming Thursday, January 13th, only on Crave. Subscribe now at crave.ca.
Stuck at home and need some fun to occupy your time? Visit shopico.ca to find great online entertainment for less. Subscribe to jeuxidee.com at 50% off to play online quizzes and word games. Everything from local trivia to Sudoku for fun and for prizes. Or try La Société Jeux d'Évasion, online puzzle games created right here in Quebec for all ages and levels. Also at 50% off. Find these and other great local deals at shopico.ca.
I love getting all your messages, especially on new things we introduce. This one's about discovering our new PC Health app.
Hey, PC. First thing every morning, I open my app and plan my day. Earning points on things like steps pushes me to just go for it. Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Good for you. I have no doubt your heart will also thank you. The PC Health app is just one of the ways we make every day better. From booking a virtual doctor's appointment to earning points for steps. Download the free PC Health app today.
Gordon Ramsay's new series, Next Level Chef, has three unique kitchens. The top floor gets only the best, and the bottom has to scrape it together. An all-new Next Level Chef, tonight at 10, only on CTV.
It's Tuesday, the one day I'm not quite sure what to think about. At least it's not Monday, but it still seems so far away from Friday. Anyway, here's Alice.
Hello again, it's Alice Cooper here to keep you warm and toasty. Of course, if you're in Australia or someplace that doesn't even really get a winter, or they do, I've been there in the summertime where it's cold, then you probably want me to spray a hose on you or something like that. I hope that's not a metaphor for something sexual. You want me to shut up and just play some Heart, so I will.
I remember
That was indeed DOA, a song I usually play around Halloween because it's so damn creepy. But hey, if anyone knows and loves creepy, it's yours truly. That was Blood Rock's biggest hit. The group initially formed in Fort Worth in 1963 under a different name. But in 1969, they changed their name to Blood Rock, a name conceived by Grand Funk Railroad manager, producer Terry Knight, who signed the band 2 weeks after hearing them. He also produced the first album. Terry Knight was sort of like a guy that was everywhere. Everybody knew Terry Knight in the business. You're listening to Nights with Alice Cooper, the radio show that digs deep to give you the best rock and roll knowledge you can get without going to college.
One part loving father, one part scratch golfer. You're listening to Nights with Alice.
All right, here we go. Everybody get ready in 3, 2, good luck, 1.
It's time to start your day the rock way. This is Morning's Rock on Shome 97.7.
Yes, good morning to you. How are you today? It is Wednesday, the 12th of January, 2022. My name is Pete Marrier, along with Esteban Vargas, the producer par excellence. Esto, we'd be lost without you. Trudy Mason coming in at 6, and she'll have the headlines of the day today. Here's what's happening. Some political parties are calling it radical, while legal experts are calling it unprecedented. But the jury is really still out on whether Quebec's proposal to tax the unvaccinated is legal. François Legault yesterday announced a new health contribution, is how he put it, that will have to be paid by people who haven't received their first dose of the vaccine for non-medical reasons. If you haven't been able to get your hands on those free rapid COVID-19 tests that are being handed out at pharmacies, well, this week is probably a good chance for you to do that. As of yesterday, Quebec is sending 3 million antigen tests all over the province, and the federal government is sending some 30 million tests to Quebec throughout this month, with a lot of them, most of them, going to elementary schools and to daycares. Good. Anyone over 14 is eligible to grab a box of 5 tests from a pharmacy every 30 days. You're permitted to do that. Hey, the Canadians, remember them? Hometown team, NHL hockey, we're talking here, Esta. Habs are back in action tonight. It's their first game, though, since January the 1st. They'll be taking on the Bruins in Boston this evening. The Canadians' next scheduled home game is January the 27th. They'll be taking on, they're supposed to take on the Anaheim Ducks that night. And the hope is the COVID-19 situation will have stabilized to the point where, well, at least some of the fans will be allowed to attend the games. I don't know about that, though. We'll see. It's still a few weeks off, a couple weeks off anyway. It's 5:32. Montreal weather forecast, big improvement. It's a lot more comfortable today than it has been for the last 3 or 4 days in town. Reads like this: cloudy today, periods of snow beginning this morning. We'll see anywhere from 2 to 4 centimeters in Montreal today. A little windy, 15-kilometer-an-hour gusts. High, though, going to minus 5 this afternoon. More periods of light snow through the evening and overnight hours, and they'll continue. They'll linger into Thursday. Periods of light snow. Pretty well the same forecast. Minus 5 tomorrow, and again, kind of breezy as well, with winds up to 15 kilometers per hour. Right now, minus 12 degrees. There is a bit of a wind chill. We're feeling like minus 17 degrees downtown. And here's a first look at your Wednesday drive-in. Catherine Wood has it for you at the Shome Traffic Center.
Good morning. Off to a pretty good start out there. Still a bit cold, though, and we're getting snow in areas, so it can be slippery. Getting your flu shot at the pharmacy help protect yourself against pneumococcal pneumonia at the same time. Ask if Prevnar 13 is right for you. Learn more at Prevnar.ca. Catherine Wood, Shome Traffic.
Shome 97.7 is Montreal, Spirit of Rock, playing Nirvana and In Bloom, 5:37. Good morning, Pete Marrier here, along with Esteban and Trudy, like I said, in at 6, working on the morning headlines. I have to tell you something. For the first time in almost 2 years, I thought I might have COVID yesterday. And I don't. I'm all good. But what happened was I got my booster shot. Thursday afternoon, I went up to Carey Square. They had the walk-in going.
Oh,
and
nice.
It went well. Yeah, it was great. In and out in a half an hour. But the thing, it's funny, I never feel, this is the third shot, I never feel it going in. But yesterday, when we got off the air yesterday morning, my arm felt like it weighed like a 1,000 pounds, you know. Went home, took my little afternoon snoozer like I do every day. I always, you know, take a quick nap around lunchtime. I woke up and my whole body ached. It was like, it's true, like the pain from the injection And my arm had spread pretty well all over my body. And I was like, oh, God, is this it? Anyway, I woke up, had a coffee, took a couple of pills, and I'm fine now. But I'm just saying, like, I got kind of... And so it got me thinking, maybe I should get some of these COVID tests.
Yeah, the rapid tests.
Yeah, like, where did you get your Zesto? Where did you just went to the pharmacy?
Yeah, I just went to the pharmacy. I booked online.
Okay, you got to do that?
Some pharmacies do, some pharmacies don't.
That's right, yeah.
Right? Okay. You give them a call, say, how do I get my test? They'll say, hey, you got to book an appointment.
Yeah, right on. Okay, the 3 million rapid tests that were promised by Ottawa started arriving a couple of days ago, and they started distributing them yesterday, so... good idea to have them around, eh? So one box gives you 5 tests.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how it works, right? Okay, cool. I get it now. Thanks, Esso. And every pharmacy is different, too. I'm a Jean Coutu kind of guy. You, I'm looking at you, I'm thinking of your Uniprix guy.
I'm a Jean Coutu kind of guy.
Yeah, okay, good. So that's the way they work at your pharmacy. You have to book the appointment to get it.
Your appointment. They'll tell you to show up at a certain time. We got your test ready.
Nice. Thanks. Okay, I just wanted to clear that up. Thank you, Esteban. You're good that way. It's 5:39. Montreal weather. Well, you're good in a lot of ways, but I appreciate that. 5:39. Here's the deal with the weather forecast. It's changed. It's nice. It's not cold today. Light snow, 2 to 4 centimeters is coming our way. It'll start today, continue into the evening and overnight and into Thursday as well. Both days, it'll feel comfortable with highs going to -5. There will be a bit of a wind to factor in, but only about 15 kilometer an hour, little gusts here and there. Our current temperature in downtown Montreal, -12. There is a wind chill. It feels like about -17, but it's a big improvement over what we've had for the last couple of days. Okay, 20 minutes to go before 6. Elton John, Sir Elton, coming up in a few moments. Let's get another look at the easy drive-in this morning. Catherine, what has it for you at the Shum Traffic Center?
On the westbound 40, we have some minor slowdowns near the Anjou interchange, but after that, things are rolling well on the Met West through to Carey Circle, and the 40 and the 20 are working well as you make your way in through the West Island. We have light volume on your Laval and South Shore spans, but it is snowing in quite a few spots, so it can be greasy out there, and it's still a bit cold. The mega sale is on at Super C. Enjoy a basket of white mushrooms for only $1 until Wednesday, only at Super C. Catherine Woods, Shum Traffic.
More music in 90 seconds.
Online quizzes and word games. Everything from local trivia to Sudoku for fun and for prizes. Or try La Société Jeux d'Évasion. Online puzzle games created right here in Quebec for all ages and levels. Also at 50% off. Find these and other great local deals at shopico.ca.
Donate online at carsforkids.ca. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll benefit a child and get a maximum tax credit.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Donate today and your car can be gone tomorrow.
You're not alone. I'm here. Okay?
Hey, I'm not going anywhere. I'm right here.
I just want you to know I'm here, you know?
If you need me, I'm here for you. It's gonna be all right. I'm here for you. I'm here.
Keep being there. Keep talking. On January 26th, it's Bell Let's Talk Day.
Okay, Hero is the name of that one. It's music coming from Weezer, and it's on Shum 97.7, Montreal's Spirit of Rock. We don't have any live shows, concerts planned for the foreseeable future here in Montreal. We don't. We don't know.
Too soon to tell.
Well, that's it. But it's a drag, you know? And then just reading here about Weezer. Weezer, the Smashing Pumpkins, and Steve Miller Band will be headlining a massive show called Beach Life Festival. It'll be taking place in the month of May. That's coming up. Redondo Beach in California.
Ooh.
And it's huge. Stone Temple Pilots, Black Pumas, Sheryl Crow, Sugar Ray, Everclear. Sheryl Crow, yeah. Everclear. Art Alexakis is there. Steve Miller Band. They're all performing. And it's as though, like, there's no... You know, they're going ahead and planning these huge shows. Like, it's like COVID's just a rumor down there. It's just very bizarre. It's 5:58. Good morning. Trudy coming in with the headlines in a couple of seconds. Facebook's Shum Facebook page. Keep an eye on that. Mindbender's going up in a couple of minutes. Let's get a quick look at Easy Drive. There might be a couple of things that have changed in the last 15 minutes. At the Shum Traffic Center, here's Catherine Boyd.
The 13 southbound has extra volume from St. Martin down towards Henri Bourassa, but elsewhere as you make your way in from Laval, you're looking at pretty light volume. We are getting snow in quite a few areas, though, so it's making for a greasy road surface. Westbound on the 40, you're sluggish as you approach the Anjou interchange, and there's extra volume on the westbound met between the 215s. Through the West Island, it's quiet and in from the South Shore, too. Getting your flu shot at the pharmacy, help protect yourself against pneumococcal pneumonia at the same time. Ask if Prevnar 13 is right for you. Learn more at Prevnar.ca. Catherine Wood, Shum Traffic.
Gordon Ramsay's new series, Next Level Chef, has three unique kitchens. The top floor gets only the best, and the bottom has to scrape it together. An all-new Next Level Chef, tonight at 10, only on CTV.
Escape for the day for less with Shopico.ca. Indulge your imagination at Secteur 81, the newest escape room in Longueuil. Immerse yourself in true crime and a fun challenge with three of your friends. Or, how about a day on the slopes and a hot bowl of soup? Get ski tickets for two at Vallée Bleue Ski Center in Val-David, followed by a nice hot bowl of soup. Right now, get either one or both at 50% off. Find these and other great local deals at Shopico.ca.
You're not alone. I'm here, okay?
Hey, I'm not going anywhere. I'm right here.
I just want you to know I'm here, you know?
If you need me, I'm here for you.
It's gonna be all right. I'm here for you. I'm here.
Keep being there. Keep talking. On January 26th, it's Bell Let's Talk Day.
The Brick has been proudly serving Quebec since 2004. Whether you're looking for the hottest seasonal trends or timeless pieces that last, The Brick has the best selection to transform your house into a home. Canadians know they can find high-quality household furniture, mattresses, appliances, and home electronics at great prices. With The Brick's top-notch customer experience team and price match guarantee, you can shop carefree, knowing your satisfaction is a top priority. Plus, get free local delivery every day on purchases of $4.99 or more. The Brick, saving you more.
A CTV News update. The 6 o'clock news with Trudy Mason on Shome 97.7.
Well, the snow has begun in downtown Montreal, several parts of the Shome listing area. 2 to 4 centimeters inbound for Montreal today. The temperature hitting rather comfortable minus 5 this afternoon. Light snow, minus 12 degrees, 6:01. And here's what's happening with the show morning headlines. Trudy Mason. Good morning, Trudy.
Good morning, Pete. Morning, everybody. Legal experts are weighing in on whether Quebec's incoming tax on the unvaxxed would survive a court challenge. The Legault government is warning people who've refused to get a COVID shot that they will be hit with a substantial surtax, and by substantial, the premier is hinting that it will be over $100. However, François Legault also says the details remain to be worked out, such as when the tax would be paid. Constitutional law expert Julius Gray says it is a complicated question that could be argued both ways, and the verdict in a court challenge would be a very close call, in his view. For the first time in Quebec, a parent is being deprived of the right to see a child because he, the dad in this case, is unvaccinated. A Superior Court judge ruled last month it is not in the child's best interest to be exposed to someone who is not vaccinated. The first plane load of Afghan refugees has landed in Canada 6 months after the government promised to help thousands of human rights activists, journalists, and female leaders escaped the Taliban-ruled country. 250 Afghan refugees touched down yesterday in Calgary. The Trudeau government had launched the program last July following criticism from Canadian veterans that Ottawa wasn't doing more to help Afghans facing Taliban reprisals for having worked with Canada in the past. And Pete,
yes.
If you could take a course in happiness, would you?
Sure, why not? I can offer you. I generally am happy, but sure, why not?
Yeah. An online course offered by a psychology prof at Yale University is proving to be hugely popular in these COVID times. Yeah. Enrollment is up 3,000% since the pandemic hit. Psych 157 is titled Psychology and the Good Life, and it features a science-based examination of what well-being is as compared with common misconceptions about happiness. Students in the 10-week course are guided through development of strategies to increase their own well-being. Homework includes happiness-boosting challenges. Professor Lori Santos says the material has proven so popular, she'll be teaching a free version of it online as of next semester.
Free? I like that. That makes me even happier.
Sure.
It does. I was going to ask if there was a fee. Like for the course, like, because if there is, I'm not happy about that. 6:03, and it's almost time for the Mind Bender. It's going to be up on the show and Facebook page in a matter of mere moments. That makes a lot of people happy.
Oh, yes.
Yes, a lot of people does.
Not so happy.
Yes, exactly. And we'll see how happy we can make you when we bounce the question off you in a couple more minutes, friends. In the meantime, patience, if you please. Here's Guns N' Roses for you on Sean. Victim of Love. The Eagles from the Hotel California disc, and from us here at CHOM, we are 97.7 FM in Montreal. Good morning at 6:30. This is Pete Marrier, along with Esteban, the producer, Pat Exelon's Marcus, and then Trudy heading back up at 7 with the headlines. A lot of talk today about the new vax tax. Some political parties are calling it radical. Some legal experts are calling it unprecedented. And the jury is, while still out on whether Quebec's proposal to tax the unvaxxed is legal. Quebec Premier François Legault announced the new health contribution, as he calls it, that will have to be paid by people who haven't received their first dose of the vaccine for non-medical reasons. If you still haven't been able to get your hands on one of those free rapid COVID-19 tests, they're being handed out at pharmacies now. This would be a good chance for you to head in and pick some up. As of yesterday, Quebec is sending 3 million antigen tests all over the province. The federal government is also going to be sending in millions of tests to Quebec this month. A lot of those will be going to elementary schools and daycares. Good. Anyone who is over 14 is eligible to grab a box of 5 from a pharmacy over, I should say, every 30 days. Hey, the Canadians are back in action tonight. It's been a spell since we've seen them play a game. Their last game was on January the 1st. Tonight, they take on the Bruins at TD Place down in Boston. And the Canadians' next scheduled home game, get this, isn't until January the 27th. That's when Anaheim, I should say, is slated to play here. And the hope is that the COVID-19 situation will have somewhat stabilized, at least to the point where some fans will be allowed to attend those games. Wait and see. 6:31, Montreal weather calling for mainly cloudy skies. 2 to 4 centimeters of snow today. It'll be a little windy this afternoon. We'll see gusts up to 15 kilometers per hour, so factor that in. Continuing flurries overnight tonight and into Thursday. Pretty well the same forecast for tomorrow. And just a heads up now, looks like it could be rather, let's say, brisk on the weekend. More cold weather. Sunny Saturday, sunny Sunday. Highs low both days, reaching about minus 14 degrees. That's without factoring in the wind. Right now, présentement au centre-ville de Montréal, it is a whole minus 13. Wind chilling at minus 19. And it's time for Shum Traffic at the Shum Traffic Center. Here's Catherine Wood.
The eastbound 40 is packed now from before Galerie d'Anjou to a jackknife truck at Roi René that's blocking all of the lanes and the shoulders, so nothing is getting through. If you have to use the 40 east to pass through that area, make sure you get off and use the service road. 25 north to the 40 east, that ramp won't help you. You have to use the service road as well as soon as possible. Westbound 40 is congested from before Bourget to the Anjou interchange, Met West, volume on and off Lacordaire to the Carry. 20 east at 55th Avenue, watch out for a stalled semi blocking the off-ramp. The mega sale is on at Super C. Enjoy fresh chicken legs for only $1 per pound until Wednesday, only at Super C. Catherine Wood, Shum Traffic.
All right, thank you, Catherine. These words will be get the lead out for your Wednesday morning. Tea Party and Hole in My Heart at Shum 97.7. We're the Spirit of Rock in Montreal. Mindbender is happening on the Shum Facebook page. Here's the question. Approximately 2 out of 3 people in their 40s say they owned one of these when they were kids. It's not Slinky. It's not Nintendo. It's not the Commodore 64. Portable CD players, Discman, Walkman, nope. Game Boy, nope. Great guesses. That's, are you kidding? Matchbox cars like Dinky Toys? No, another great guess. Sit and Spin, says Janice. What is Sit and Spin?
How to game? Some toy. I don't know.
Wait a sec. Yeah, it's coming back to me now. I'm having a flashback here. You sit on it, you get dizzy. That's about it. Bicycles, slinkies, no. Keep guessing, guys. There's a prize up for grabs. Nice one. You show them swag bag. That'll be given away when we reveal the answer to the Mind Bender at about 8:40 or so. Well, guess what? It's going to be a lot warmer and a lot more pleasant today in Montreal the next couple of days before we head back into another cold snap on the weekend. And expect some snow today. 2 to 4 centimeters began falling about an hour ago. So that's the deal. All day today into this evening and overnight. And lingering into Thursday. The temperatures both days getting up to about -5. Factor in the wind, though, and it's obviously going to cool things down like it is right now. -13, wind chill factors at -19. Today in history, coming up in a couple of seconds, and the Mexican fretmaster himself will dazzle us with some of his amazing work on the guitar. First, some traffic. Let's go to Catherine Wood again at the Shell Traffic Center.
In the east end, the eastbound 40 is completely blocked at Huarene by a jackknife truck. You're barely moving now from after La Cordero on the eastbound Met. If you have to pass through the area, stick to the service road. Westbound 40, before the Anjou interchange, we have a vehicle spun out and you're backing to after Marianne due to curiosity about the jackknife truck. 25 north, crawling from Sherbrooke to the Anjou interchange. Eastbound 20 at 55th Avenue, watch out for a stalled semi. Inbound Champlain's picked up a stolen bus at the start. Good Food now offers free grocery delivery in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, get $30 off your first two orders. That's $60 in groceries. Order at makegoodfood.ca. Catherine Wood, Shum Traffic.
Gordon Ramsay's new series, Next Level.
It's us. Good morning. It's 6:47, and it is Wednesday, January the 12th, 2022, of course. And a happy birthday is going out today to Howard Stern, the king of all media, celebrating his 60th birthday today. Thinking about retirement, too. On this day, 1974, Mel C, member of the Spice Girls, she was what, Sporty Spice, was born on this day. 1974, Jeff Bezos, 1964, estimated worth of Mr. Bezos, $188 billion. The internet billionaire, owner of Amazon. And also one-time member of the Spice Girls, too. Happy birthday going out to Tim Horton, former hockey player and founder of Tim Horton's Coffee and Donuts. A legend! Born on this day in 1930, the first Tim Horton's restaurant popped up in 1964. And today, there are 4,846 Timmys spread out pretty well over 14 countries. Most of them being in Canada. On this day, 1966, Batman premiered on TV. That was huge. On this day, 1993, Van Morrison failed to turn up at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction dinner, making him the first ever living inductee not to attend. He didn't want to go that night. On this day, 1997, The King of the Hill made its debut on Fox. Meh. And on this day, 1998, Carlos Santana became the first Hispanic to be inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Ooh.
Good. You think of what I'm thinking, yeah. There and stuff. Happy birthday. Today is International Kiss the Ginger Day, annual event that encourages folks to pucker up and plant one on the redhead, with their permission, of course. Stick to your New Year's resolution, I should say. More power to you if you've made it this far. It's hot tea day today. Good cup of tea once in a while. It's also Pharmacist Day today. Oh, that's nice. I'd like to say hello to Chantal. She's my pharmacist down in St. Henry. Nice girl. Good sense of humor. Counts out the pills. That's one for you, Pete. Two for me. We like her a lot. We've got Dana Carvey, funny man, talking about pharmacies today.
Don't you love the social dynamic of the pharmacy? I just love it. You know, you go in there, everyone's uptight. They're, you know the pharmacist in the white lab? You know, he's dipping into whatever they got back there. And there's always an old guy off to the side who's clearly been there all day. Did my doctor call? They always know his name because he's there, so no, Bill, he didn't call. Try the blood pressure machine again. That's always fun. When it's packed on a Friday afternoon, man, it's intense. And you're supposed to stay behind the privacy barrier so you can't hear what they're getting. You know, don't you want to know what they're getting? What do they need to get through life? I hate it when you get a pissed off, sweaty, drugged out pharmacist on a Friday afternoon. The whole place is packed. He starts yelling out. You can hear what people are getting. It's embarrassing. I got to pick up. I can't make out the name here. Pick up. Zoloft, Imodium, and Ambien. Anybody? I need a nutball with diarrhea who can't sleep. Come on up! You sleepless, diuretic nutball. And then the guy has to do the walk of shame in front of everybody. Pick up Crestor and Plavix. I need a heart attack waiting to happen. Come on!
CTV News Update. The 7 o'clock news with Trudy Mason on Shalom 97.7.
Okay, a lot of clouds coming in from Montreal today and about 2 to 4 centimeters of snow. The afternoon high today will hit about minus 5 degrees. Bit of a wind chill factor, and it's happening now. Minus 12 with light snow, and it feels like minus 17 at 7 o'clock. And here's what's happening with the show morning headlines. Trudy Mason. Good morning, Trudy.
Morning, Pete. Morning, everybody. That anti-vax surtax being brought in by the Legault government is spawning a lot of chatter about legality and whether it would survive a rights challenge. Constitutional lawyer Julius Gray says there are strong arguments on both sides. He feels it is a charter violation to financially penalize someone who chooses not to get vaccinated against COVID, but notes that there are ways for the province to argue that it is in the best interest. He says a legal ruling in the challenge would be a very tough call. Three provincial police officers are in hot water after they attended a rally against COVID containment measures late last month. Two of them wearing the uniform of a group called Police for Freedom and speaking from the podium about how they don't like having to enforce measures they are fundamentally opposed to. Police for Freedom was founded by law enforcement officers in Spain and now has chapters around the world, including Quebec. SQ officers do have the right to air their political beliefs in public, but they are required to do so with restraint. There may be disciplinary action for participating in the rally. The Journal de Montréal says they also may be ticketed for not wearing masks at the event. Montreal Mayor Valérie Plante says an additional 300 beds for homeless people will open tomorrow at a temporary shelter in a soccer arena in Villeray-Saint-Michel Park X. It will be for people who have COVID so they don't mix with uninfected people at other shelters. Plante says she was heartbroken to hear of the death of a 74-year-old homeless man at his campsite in NDG this week. She says he was well known in the neighborhood with a nurse and police regularly checking on him. And here's a trend that is expected to grow again this year, Pete, as the COVID pandemic drags on. Yeah. Overlanding. This is travel, comfortable travel, sometimes off-road, in specially designed vehicles that are part truck, part Jeep, part camper.
Okay.
For example, you can get an overlander called the Earth Cruiser, built on a commercial truck platform with a diesel engine, solar panels on the roof, a shower, a kitchen, good-sized bed, along with hitches for storage lockers and more. Industry observers say what had expected to be a five-year growth curve in North America has been compressed to two because of COVID, with the popularity of overlanding being driven by millennials with money. If you want to overland, best to get in now because wait times for some of the vehicles are already stretching to months.
Wow. People want that. If you want to get out on the roads and sort of,
yeah, but not in your usual, you know, type of uncomfortable.
What is that? What does the vehicle have on it again? What did it have?
Oh,
like
the
on?
Solar panels, and it looks very nice inside the one that I was looking at for this article. It looks, like a very high-end Winnebago, but it has off-road capability.
Yeah, it's almost like a Winnebago meets what Mad Max was driving around there. Mel Gibson, one of those movies. Got a little turd on top of the gun, maybe? I don't know. Are you ready? That's the question.
I'm always ready, Pete.
Are you ready? Here it is. The Mindbender question for Trudy. Approximately 2 out of 3 people in their 40s say they've owned one of these, and they did that when they were kids.
Skateboard.
Nope. Good guess.
Not the very skateboard, but the scooter. Pedal along scooter. You use your foot to...
No.
Remember those?
No, it's not. You know what? The way you just did that, I know this is radio, but you look like you're on the $50,000 pyramid or something. It's true. That's not it. What else, Drew?
Had my foot going.
Yeah.
How about a pair of flare jeans when they came back in the
early 70s and 80s?
No.
Good look.
How about a puffer jacket?
Puffer?
You know those big, they're starting to come back now, the big, really puffy winter jackets that are...
Hey, you look like the Michelin man.
Exactly. Michelin tireman.
No. I haven't seen that. That sounds good.
Yeah. Keep you warm. I guess it has the right stuff in it.
All right. We'll give you one more there, Trudy, since you're... since it's not coming to you.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to think outside the box here. One of those handheld gaming things. Remember when they were a thing you carried around with you? And
they're still a thing, aren't they?
Those handheld ones? I know, I remember.
Like they had football on it there.
Yeah.
It went dee, 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 dee.
Still,
real crappy effects there. Astor, you must have one of those.
I still have the baseball one.
Really?
Sears brand, and it's just a little red dot.
Approximately 2 out of 3 people in their 40s say they've owned one of these when they were kids. What are they? Answer it, and if you come up with the right answer, we'll give you a chance at that Shelm swag bag. Okay, 7:06. We got to get to traffic. Supertramp's coming up. But first, here's Catherine Wood with a look at your drive-in.
Eastbound 40 is packed from La Cordaire to the closure at Huarenay because of a jackknife truck. You have to use a service road to get through there. And then further along on the eastbound 40 near Marianne, we have a vehicle that's lost control. Westbound 40 holds you back before Bouchet to the Anjou Interchange. 25 north from Hochelaga to the Anjou Interchange. Met west on and off Pinot to DeCary. Northbound DeCary slows Royal Mount up. 20 east at the 55th Avenue exit. We have a stalled semi in the right lane. In Laval, 440 east before Laurentian Auto Route, there's a car that's spun out. Get a 20,000 points offer to use at PharmaPre Friday to Sunday. Get the PC Optimum app to load your offer. See digital coupon for details. Catherine Wedge, Shum Traffic.
We know. It's
Called Love Dies Young. It's the Foo Fighters' latest. And it's here, Shum 97.7, the Spirit of Rock, the latest musical act to go to the big screen in a horror movie is, you guessed it, Dave Grohl and the Foo Fighters. Alice Cooper was in a horror movie. You might have forgotten about this. He was in a movie called Prince of Darkness, horror movie. So was David Bowie. That was a really out there scary movie called The Hunger. Deborah Harry from Blondie, she started a movie too. It was laughable. It's called Videodrome.
That was just weird.
Yeah, it was. It was way out there. So this new Dave Grohl and Foo Fighters movie, it looks kind of cool. And the whole band is in it. Foo Fighters move into an Encino, California mansion steeped in grisly rock and roll history to record their much-anticipated 10th album, Once in the House. Dave Grohl finds himself grappling with supernatural forces that threaten both the completion... Hang on. That threaten both the completion of the album and the lives of his bandmates. Apparently, I guess the climax of the movie is when Dave Grohl takes a large symbol and decapitates someone. So it's going to be, it's horror, but it's like, with a good dose of humor as well. You can see the trailer for it. Dave Grohl and Foo Fighters, the movie's called Studio 666. It's perfect. Worth a lot of laughs, and I quite enjoyed the trailer. You might enjoy that one, too. It's up on Shum's website there. All good. It's 19 minutes after 7 o'clock now. Milder weather today because of the snow. 2 to 4 centimeters of light stuff coming down throughout the day into this evening, overnight tonight, and continuing into Thursday. No great rate accumulation, but a good size dusting. That means the temperature will hit about -5 this afternoon. And we're getting there slowly but surely. Still -15. There's a wind chill happening, too. It's still not exactly balmy outside. -22 is our temperature now. Easy drive in for the most part. Let's see what's happening. And Catherine Wood gets us up to speed on your drive from the Shum Traffic Center right now.
Good news on the eastbound 40 in the east end. They've cleared the jackknife truck at Huarenay. Still seeing extra volume on the 40 in both directions around the Anjou Interchange and on the 25 north, but you're doing a lot better than just a little while ago. Met west is thick on and off Pinot to DeCary. Northbound DeCary slows Jean Talon up. Southbound in the ramp to the 15 south. Watch out for a stalled semi. In Laval, 440 East before Laurentian Route, there's a vehicle spun out. Get $350 after you switch to CIBC Smart Everyday Banking. It gives you smart insights so you can make smarter choices. Conditions apply. CIBC, ambitions made real. Catherine Wood, Shum Traffic.
At Desjardins, every season is the right season to contribute to your RRSP or TFSA.
Even resolution season?
Yeah. And how's that going so far?
Oh, yeah, it's starting tomorrow.
You got this.
Contribute to your RRSP or TFSA in any season.
At Family Free, the Family Plus Rewards program is simply a major plus. Earn bonus points on your purchases and transform them into big savings when you want to. Or get points by reaching your running or walking goals. Family Plus, it's a major plus.
Were the holidays expensive? If you could save on gas, that would help, wouldn't it? So do your grocery shopping at IGA and get discounts on Shell gasoline for dollars of savings at the pump. See IGA.net for details or at your Shell station.
I'm E again for my friends at Bus to Move Moving. Reliable, on time, dedicated, hardworking. Just some of the things that come immediately to mind when I think of them. If you have a move coming up, visit bustomovemoving.com.
Have you had enough of your employees making mistakes on their timesheets? Eliminate the aggravation and join the thousands of businesses who use Mobile Punch, the number one app for time management in Quebec. Save time and money with mobilepunch.com.
Looking to make healthier choices in 2022? Start with sleeping well. Because when you sleep well, you do everything else well, well. This Saturday through Monday, only at Dormez-vous, get a free weighted blanket with any qualifying mattress purchase. That's more than a $250 value. Now's the time to wake up to the power of a better night's sleep. While quantities last, assortment may vary. See in-store or online for details. Sleep well, stay well. Dormez-vous.
More music? We've got more Shum Rock just around the corner.
What would you call a new crispy chicken sidekick made by Subway sandwich experts? With seasoned chicken breast free from artificial flavors, a crispy golden brown coating, and freshly prepared just for you? At Subway, we call it the complete package. Introducing our new crispy chicken sidekick, only $3.99, only at Subway, and only here for a limited time. Subway, eat fresh. Freshly prepared for your order. Limited time at participating restaurants. Extras additional plus tax.
I thought of a name for the baby.
Hey, me too.
Okay, let's say it together.
Jonah.
Whoa.
And if it's a girl, Bonnie.
What?
We'll take it $6.49.
Extra $36 million.
Hi, Shum FM.
Yeah, I got a possible answer for the bystander.
Here's the question. Approximately 2 out of 3 people in their 40s say they owned these when they were kids.
I'm going to throw out an Atari.
The Atari?
Yeah.
Nope, that's too obvious. Everyone's going for that. Give me another one.
Oh, boy. How about a pair of Lois jeans?
Wow, that's old school Quebecois big time.
It is, isn't it?
Do they still make Lois jeans?
I really don't know. That's a good question.
Hey, thanks for calling. 840 is when we reveal the Mindbender. Good luck.
All right, thanks.
The Spirit of Rock. Shum. 97.7.
Love that song.
A CTV News update. The 8 o'clock news with Trudy Mason on Shum 97.7.
Mainly cloudy skies for Montreal. Periods of snow today. Total accumulation expected to be 2 to 4 centimeters. But the high reaching minus 5 this afternoon. But there will be a wind chill factor. Alas, it'll only feel like about minus 16 or so later on today. Minus 12 is the current temperature in downtown Montreal. It's 8 o'clock, and here's what's happening with the Shum Morning Headlines. Trudy Mason. Good morning, Trudy.
Morning, Pete. Morning, everybody. Even noted constitutional law expert Julius Gray isn't sure whether the Legault government's plan to hit anti-vaxxers in the wallet is legal. The premier says Quebecers who refuse to get a COVID vaccine will be dinged at least $100. How and when are being worked out. Gray says, sees this as a coercive measure to force people to get the jab, and he feels that is a clear charter violation. But he also says there are ways the province might be able to justify that under the law. The SQ is investigating 3 of its own after they turned up at a rally last month against COVID containment measures. They were wearing the uniform of the Spanish group Police for Freedom, which now has chapters in many countries. Two of the SQ officers spoke at the event, talking about their difficulty enforcing containment laws they disagree with. The Journal de Montréal says they may be ticketed for not wearing face masks at the rally and could also be disciplined for breaking the rule requiring officers to be restrained in the public discussion of their personal beliefs. Despite a last-minute appeal from animal rights activist Longueuil on the South Shore, has decided to proceed with its cull of deer in Michel Chartrand Park. About 60 of the animals will be euthanized in the coming weeks, the meat processed and distributed to food banks in the region. And Pete?
Yes?
You think this is a good thing?
No.
In Ontario, to clear a huge backlog of people waiting to take a final road test for their driver's license, examiners will have the option of cutting the test short, eliminating the need for the student driver to execute a three-point turn, an emergency roadside stop, or to parallel park. Ontario's Transportation Ministry says these are all maneuvers tested in an earlier road exam and do not need to be done a second time. Temporarily, that is, until March 31st. Yeah. There are 420,000 Ontarians waiting for driving tests, the backlog due, of course, to COVID. Each test takes roughly half an hour. Eliminating the three duplicate elements is expected to cut that time in half.
They want to eliminate those three portions of the test just to save a bit of time and to put the back order or...
Yeah, clear the backlog.
Wow. So, but parallel parking is vitally important, especially if you're downtown. You have to know how to parallel park.
And because you're so close to the other vehicles, you can do damage. So
I
flunked my first driver's test on parallel parking.
Did you really?
So,
yeah.
I did. But, you know, my dad took me out every night for a week, and then I went back and I did the test, and I passed after a lot of practice.
Yeah. How old were you, though, when you started
16.
That? You see, I started parallel parking. My old man was about 10. So I got a lot of practice. Yeah, by the time the test came along, it was pretty easy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I got this, Dad. It's 8:02, and we're good to go with the Mind Bender. If you are, Trudy.
Sure, I am. Absolutely.
Very confidently.
Yeah,
she says.
Really.
Had an hour to think about it.
Yep. Asto, get the buzzer ready. Here we go. Approximately 2/3. No, hang on a second. That's my bad. Approximately 2 out of 3 people in their 40s, Trudy, say they owned these when they were kids.
Leg warmers.
Oh, God, that was good.
Tamagotchis or Tamaguchis. Oh, how did we pronounce those? You know those digital pets you had to care for, otherwise they died?
They came on a keychain, little screen.
Yeah.
Don't know. That's not it, though.
No.
Tamaguchi.
Board games.
Nope. Oh.
A bicycle.
We need a clue.
Is it clue time?
Yeah. Listen, it comes as a pair.
Why don't you just give it to someone?
It comes as a pair.
Oh, game over.
Rollerblades.
Buzzer, that's not the answer. Hurry there.
Don't mislead anybody.
Yeah.
It comes as a pair.
Yeah, pair.
Socks?
Tough one, eh, Trude? Sorry about that.
It is a tough one.
Oh, well, better luck next time, 8:04. We'll reveal in just over a half an hour from
warmer.
Now. Yeah, we're getting warmer.
Very warm.
Oh, really?
Yeah, totally warmer.
Ray-Bans?
No.
I think I'm as a pair.
Yeah, but kids, Mom and Dad, could you buy me a pair of $300 Ray-Bans,
fake
please?
Ones, the kind, I used to get mine at the dollar store.
Yeah. Hey, don't tell anyone, but I still do. They don't pour. Let's go to some traffic and see what's happening. There's a couple of, little things here and there. Trudy's got, not Trudy, Catherine has that for you right now, Trudy. Catherine. Oh, jeez. Catherine Wood, the Shelton Traffic Center.
The westbound 40 is a bit sluggish on and off before the Anjou interchange to DeCarry Circle, and the eastbound 40 has some volume from DeCarry Circle to Saint Laurent. Northbound DeCarry, a bit thick in the top and bottom thirds. In the Turcotte interchange on the 15 north, as you take the ramp to the 20 west, watch out for a stalled van in the left lane. In Laval, westbound 440 at Calvoussier, we have a vehicle that lost its wheel. The right lane is closed. And in Saint Eustache, 640 west, you're thick from 25th Avenue to Arthur Sobey. Earn your MBA from Queen Smith School of Business right here in Montreal. Find out more at Smith MBA. MBA in Montreal.com. Catherine Wood, Shum Traffic.
Shum. 97.7.
Monsieur Michel Pagliaro. Et j'entends frapper sur Chaume 97.7, l'esprit de Montréal. It's 8:22 now, and we've got clouds and snow coming today, 2 to 4 centimeters in the forecast for Montreal. Hear this music here? Very nice, Esto. Very nice. Recorded at a church there up in... Took care of this?
Brushing up on, my organ skills.
Are you? Pope Francis was spotted at a record store in Rome yesterday. Slept out of the Vatican and in the mood to listen to some music. Cool cat. It's a great picture of him coming out of a record store and hopping into his Fiat. And that's a pretty nice car for, a guy like of his stature driving around a Fiat 500. Does he drive himself? No. Come on. He's 85 years old and was in the mood to hear music. He loves music, a fan of Argentine tango. And apparently he likes the Brazilian heavy metal band Sepultura as well. I don't know if that's true or not. And he thinks that Mozart lifts you to God. That's a direct quote from the Pope. So that's a good shot of him walking out. He actually has a couple of CDs in his hand. Would have been better if he had vinyl in his hand. You know what I mean? Would have been a little bit cooler.
Pretty sure I also spotted a Bad Religion album in there.
Did he really? Yeah, okay. It looks like a little bag, too. He's got a Metallica t-shirt in there, most likely. But good on the Pope. He's a cool cat. Speaking of vinyl, next weekend this coming weekend, is going to be the 30th anniversary. Do you believe that? Of Nirvana's Nevermind album. It went to number one on the Billboard charts 30 years ago. Stayed there for ages. Sold zillions of copies. Well, we'll be playing the whole thing on vinyl here at Shalom 97.7. Pierre Lantley will be in to host that, as he always does, and does such a great job every Sunday night at 7 o'clock. And, in keeping with our policy again this year in 2022, we give you a chance to win the vinyl copy of Nirvana's Nevermind. And we always throw in that $50 gift certificate, too. So you can top off on your vinyl collection by heading over to Ottawa Tool Record Store. Sunday, 7 o'clock, Classic Vinyl Sunday. Be there or be square. 8:24, traffic time again. We're getting closer to the reveal of the Mindbender that's up on the show Facebook page. Stand by for that. Traffic immediately, though. Here's Catherine Wood.
On the 15 northbound in the Turcotte Interchange, they've closed the ramp to the 20 west as they work to clear away a stalled van. Otherwise, on island, you're looking at pretty light volume, just some minor slowdowns on the 40 westbound on and off from the Anjou Interchange to DeCary and eastbound from DeCary Circle to Saint-Laurent. Over on the South Shore, though, getting word that in open areas, you're really affected, especially along the Jean Lesage autoroute near Sainte-Madeleine. You're looking at whiteout conditions and very icy on the highway. Daryl called to let us know there are several vehicles that have gone off the road. You're especially affected eastbound. Get a 20,000 points offer to use at Farmer Pre Friday to Sunday. Get the PC Optimum app to load your offer. See digital coupon for details. Catherine Wood, Shum Traffic.
With Brolin Martineau, get ready to set up the perfect decor for a perfect year. Sticking to those New Year's resolutions will be a walk in the park. You'll see. Remember when all you wanted was a sound night's sleep? Remember? A Beautyrest double mattress and box spring at $699 might just do the trick. Weren't you saying you'd find some time to take a breather? With a beautiful green velvet sofa for only $899? Well, there you go. Enjoy. Broly Martineau, about equality and price.
Wow, nice ride.
She goes from 0 to 30 in 4 seconds.
You mean 0 to 100?
No, to 30. I live in a residential neighborhood, so I take it slow. But man, the other day on the highway, you should have seen me fly.
Oh yeah? How fast do you go?
100.
Are you a careful driver? Well, good news. The Adjusto program by Desjardins Insurance rewards good driving by helping you save money. Sign up for Adjusto today. Certain conditions, exclusions, and limitations may apply.
Good. Great. Not bad at all. A-okay. Tickety-boo. Fine, thanks. All good. It's going gangbusters. Just great. When people ask us how we're doing, we often say fine, even if it's not always the case. If you aren't fine, say something. To get help, call Info Social 811. Because talking is the first step towards getting better. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Okay, the rent, plus the car, plus the credit cards. I won't make it. I have too much debt.
Thanks to Pierre Roy Associé, you won't have to hear about your debts ever again. Contact us. An advisor is available to take your call immediately. Join us at one of our 38 locations, by telephone or by video conference. We have solutions to help you rebuild your financial health. Schedule your free consultation at pierreroy.com. Pierre Roy SSE, licensed insolvency trustee.
Gordon Ramsay's new series, Next Level Chef, has three unique kitchens. The top floor gets only the best, and the bottom has to scrape it together. An all-new Next Level Chef, tonight at 10, only on CTV.
I thought of a name for the baby. Oh, you do? Okay, let's say it together.
Jonah. Whoa. And if it's a girl?
Bonnie.
What? We'll take a 649.
Extra 36 million.
Morning's Rock.
On the Spirit of Rock.
That's Orgy on Shome 97.7. You know, that's one of the great joys of my job is that I'm 51 years old and I'm able to say on the radio in front of an entire audience the word orgy and get away with it. The 90s continues with the Charlatans UK. We're going way, way back.
What happened in the world?
I love the 90s.
On this day in the 90s.
On this day in the 90s, in 1992, Bob Geldof was arrested after a disturbance on a Boeing 727 plane, which had been grounded for 5 hours at an airport. I guess he really didn't like Mondays that day. In 1993, Van Morrison failed to turn up at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction dinner, making him the first living inductee not to attend. And, of course, that continued on. In 1995, Snoop Doggy Dogg was charged in L.A. with possession of marijuana and drug paraphernalia. And in 1996, AC/DC played the first date on their Ball Breaker World Tour in Greensboro, North Carolina. The World Tour would last for 11 months, finishing on November 30th, 1996, in Christchurch, New Zealand. 90s continues with Blur from their Brilliant Park Life album, This Is Girls and Boys, on Shome. Social Distortion on Shome 97.7. You're hanging out with the Rock Man. This is the 90s at 9, and we're going back to 1999's title of record. This was the album that changed everything for Richard Patrick from Filter. Of course, he had rose to popularity as a member of Nine Inch Nails and then went on to start Filter and had that huge hit, Hey Man, Nice Shot. But this album made people really perk up and take notice of his songwriting ability. It is a brilliant record from front to back, and of course, this song was just huge. Let's take a picture. Filter on Shome. That's Cinnamon Girl, Neil Young, Crazy Horse on Shome 97.7. One of the most covered songs. I think there's 14 different versions of that song, which is unbelievable. One of the coolest ones is Typo Negative's version of Cinnamon Girl. You got to check it out. It's rad. And it's unfortunate. Is this band, Screaming Trees. And recently, their lead singer, Mark Lanegan, former lead singer, because the band's not together anymore, went on to say in a book that he wrote how he almost got taken out by COVID. His experience with COVID was awful. Was in the hospital for months. And finally came out on the other end, much better for it, and wrote a new book all about it. So definitely something to check out. Gin Blossoms on Shome 97.7, and hey, Jealousy. You're going to be really jealous very soon because someone's going to win tickets right now for Papa Roach. They're coming to town March 20th with Bad Wolves and Hollywood Undead. And if you want to go, you got to sing a Papa Roach song for me right now. 790-0977. Give me a call. Let's see if you can win tickets to Papa Roach. Call me and sing your best Papa Roach song.
How you doing?
I'm good, man. You want to go see Papa Roach?
Absolutely, man. I got a song lined up.
Go for it.
All right. So this is Scars by Papa Roach.
Nice. Sing it.
All right. I tear my heart open, I sew myself shut, and my weakness is that I care too much. And the scars remind us that the past is real. I tear my heart open just to feel.
Barry, that's amazing, my friend. You are going to see Papa Roach. Congratulations.
Amazing. Thank you so much. I love it.
Well done, Nick. Stay on the line, okay?
All right.
The Damn Truth on Shome 97.7 and tomorrow. You're hanging out with the Rock Man on this Wednesday night.
I was mentioning before that, the temperatures are so funny when I look at this weather. It's not that they're funny. Okay, funny is maybe not the right word, but it's absolutely insane how the temperatures can fluctuate the way they've been fluctuating. We're going to get flurries tonight. Right now, probably have some flurries in Montreal with a temperature of minus 9. Tomorrow, we're going to have a high of minus 8 and a low of minus 12. But check out Friday and into the weekend. Low of minus 23, Saturday minus 26, and Sunday minus 24. Ah! Great weekend to stay home and watch football as the wild card weekend happens this weekend in the NFL. And some great UFC on Saturday night. So there, some stuff to think about for the weekend to keep you warm. Because you're not going to want to go anywhere. What are we going to do, fall to pieces? Nah. We'll leave that to Velvet Revolver. They go back on show 97.7, 11:22, and you're hanging out with the Rock Band on this Wednesday night. Jack White, new album's coming out called Fear of the Dawn. What I love about Jack White, and I think a lot of you know, Jack White takes matters into his own hands to the point where he even has his own record pressing plant. Two of them, actually. There's one in Nashville, and there is one in Detroit, Third Man Records. Still on my list to go visit one day when things get back to normal. I would love to go down there and check that out. By all accounts, it's one of the best record pressing plants in the world. And he spared no expense to make this happen. Go check it out on his YouTube page. You can get an extensive tour of Third Man Records and see just what's going on over there. It is pretty damn cool. And these records that are coming out, the album Fear of the Dawn, will be pressed at his own record plant, which he's very proud of. This is Taking Me Back, Jack White on Chome.
Tragically Hip's Courage at Chome 97.7. On a junior Friday morning, it is Thursday, and it is it's the 13th of Friday. No, 13th of Thursday, I mean.
I like that, Junior Friday.
Junior Friday, bro. Bad Pete along there. There he is, it's Esteban. Trudy's in, too. We didn't bounce the... Well, hang on a second. You know, sorry to do this, folks. My earphones. This is like a bad DJ problem. When your earphones start to short out one ear, and you go like,
"Are you sure it's the earphones and not the ears?"
What'd you say? Okay, we're good. We've got the Mind Bender up now, and it's getting a lot of traction on Chum's Facebook page. This is the question that'll dazzle you, or maybe even frustrate you today. If you nail it, though, we give you that Chome swag bag. It's a bag that arrives in the mail, eventually, at your place, and it's just packed with goodies, including the Chome t-shirt. A recent study suggests that this is the most dangerous food to eat while you're at the wheel. I know what we're going to get, Esther. I can tell you right now, soup. There it is. We're going to get all kinds of soup. Because people actually do eat soup while they drive, right? No, I never understood that one either. But we're here to tell you, that's it, that it's not wrong. Not right, I should say. Raymond says the hot suicide chicken wings. That's good.
Ooh.
What's wrong? Your wife's food because she wasn't hungry when you ordered. Okay, Christopher, that happened to you? Fondue.
Fondue?
You imagine bringing up a fondue kit. That's great. Charles, thanks. You get points for trying, but that's not it. Soylent Green, said Rachel. Oh, creepy. Justin, McDonald's, because when you finally open your lunch while you're driving, you discover the order is wrong for the 178th time. It's nothing but chest pain. Check that out, Justin. Not good, but... Okay, so keep it up, and thank you. We always have fun with this mind-bender question on Chum's Facebook. A recent study suggesting that this is the most dangerous food to eat while you are at the wheel. All right, hands on the wheel. Let's get going to work right now. This report is brought to you by our good friends over at Cars for Kids. Ah, yes, Cars for Kids. The easy way to donate your car. Donate today and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Just go to cars4kids.ca or call them up at 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Here's Catherine Wood.
Coming in from Terrebonne, the 25 southbound is heavy from before the 337. We're dealing with a stall in the right lane at the weigh station in Laval. Your other Laval spans are still doing fine. Through the West Island, some minor slowdowns on the 40 east between St. John's and the 13. In from the South Shore, Mercier Bridge, very minor delays to board. Inbound Champlain is thick across. On the westbound Met, an accident after VO's been cleared. Step into Marché Adonis for deliciously fresh meats. Until January 19th, beef Spencer roast is at $6.88 per pound at Marché Adonis. Catherine
Wood,
Shum Traffic.
And the heart, the night beats, the night sweat, sorry, at CHOM 97.7 FM in Montreal. Yep, Nathaniel Rateliff, and the track is called Survivor, and it makes it 6:30 in Montreal. Good morning, Pete Marrier, here along with Esteban, the producer, Pat Excellence Vargas. Trudy back in at 7 with the headlines. After a post-holiday shutdown, looks like classrooms in Quebec will welcome students back for in-person learning on Monday. In a message that was posted on his Facebook page last night, the premier confirmed the classes will resume for primary and secondary schools, or students, that should be, scheduled on Monday. The province-wide curfew is expected to be lifted soon. The TVA News Network reported last night that the province is ready to lift the measure. This coming Monday, as the Legault government believes now that a peak in the Omicron wave of the coronavirus has been reached. We'll find out more about that later on today during the Premier's news conference. In addition, there's talk to other businesses now that will be checking for vax passes, like big box stores and hair salons. Again, the details coming up from the Premier later today. Man in hospital this morning after being shot up in a Hunsa-Cartierville last night. Shooting took place near the intersection of Henri Bourassa and Lacadie Boulevards. The man is resting in hospital now. And the Canadians lost to the tune of 5-1 playing in Boston against the Bruins last night. With the loss, Montreal falls into dead last place in the NHL standings. Back in action tonight, they'll play in Chicago up against the Hawks. 6:31, Montreal weather, mainly cloudy, light flurries coming our way today. High's going to -9 today, so a lot like yesterday. Clearing out tonight and cooling off for Friday and again Saturday and Sunday. It's long range, but it looks like they're going to be sunny and cold days this weekend in town. 6:32, -10 degrees. Here's what's happening under drive-in this morning. An early look at your Thursday morning commute with Catherine Wood.
The westbound Met's a bit thick on and off Lacordaire to DeCary, but overall a decent drive. Eastbound on the 40, you'll find it a bit sluggish near DeCary Circle, then again near St. Laurent. 20 in DeCary are looking good. In Laval, 13 south has a bit of extra volume. Notre Dame down towards Gouin, but you're moving. Coming in from Terrebonne, 25 south holds you back from the 640 to the bridge into Laval, and the South Shore Sands are doing okay. Take advantage of the IGA floor prices. Until Wednesday, T-Bone Steak is at the floor price of $6.88 per pound at participating IGA stores. Details in store. Catherine Wood, Shum Traffic.
Accent Insurance salutes manufacturers, wholesalers, and retailers at the heart of our economy. You've got all the product, delivery, and in-store smarts you need. But what about the right insurance? Accent has your solution wherever you sit in the supply chain. Insurance renewing in the next 90 days? Come see what you can save right now. Accent Insurance Solutions. Auto, home, and business. Right solutions, right price. 514-363-3636 or visit accentassurance.com.
Looking for ski equipment? We've got it. Snowshoes? That too. Skates? Yes, indeed. At Sports Experts and Atmosphere, you'll find everything you need for your favorite sports. What's more, get up to 40% off on selected winter merchandise. Details in store or at sportsexperts.ca.
More music? We've got more Shum Rock just around the corner.
I'm going to Jean-Coutu. We need tons of stuff.
Don't forget the toothpaste and my shampoo.
Oh, good call. I forgot about the shampoo.
Oh, and don't forget about the great Aeromiles promotion.
Now that's the kind of thing I'd never forget.
This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Jean-Coutu, spend $60 or more on almost anything and get 50 Aeromiles bonus miles. It's the perfect time to stock up on all your essentials and to discover the new buy online and pick up in store service. Details at JeanCoutu.com.
Are you shopping for appliances? You need them quickly and at a great price? Electroménager Longueuil has a large inventory on site. Their products are at the best price and in stock. They're the largest liquidation center in Canada. In fact, they are the only liquidator selling new open box and new products with slight imperfections in the country. Their prices are unbeatable and they offer a delivery service within a week. Hurry now. Electroménagerlongueuil.com or 1090 Marie Victorin.
Morning's Rock.
On the Spirit of Rock.
Shom 97.7.
Pearl Jam and Jeremy, Eddie Vedder is hitting the road. He's got his new album on the way here, Earthling. So he's going to be playing a bunch of shows in the States. Donnie, in the States, it's like COVID isn't even it's a rumor. So the closest he'll be getting to Montreal, Eddie Vedder, will be early February playing down in New York City. A couple of nights at the Beacon Theater. And good morning. It's 6:44, almost a quarter until 7 o'clock now on a Thursday morning in Montreal. A lot of snow coming today. Snow on all day today, but no great accumulation. Just big flurries happening. Temperature going up to -9 this afternoon. Sky's clearing out. When that happens, the temperatures will begin to dive off beginning overnight tonight. And then tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, a lot of sunshine on the horizon for the Montreal area, but colder temperatures. -10 and, like I said, -9 later on today. Mindbender's getting a lot of action, too. You want to take part in that? Get over to the show on Facebook page. Answer this question. A recent study suggests that this is the most dangerous food to eat while you're behind the wheel of your car. Answer that and you get the show swag bag when we reveal the Mindbender answer coming up at about 8:40 or so. All right, 6:45. Let's go to the roads and see what's happening. And Catherine, what has the latest from the Shom Traffic Center?
77.
That's us. Good morning. It is 6:47. We're already at Thursday, 13th of January, 2022. Today is Make Your Dreams Come True Day today. Good. So even if your dreams seem a little impossible, Esteban, you'll never know if you...
I'm living the dream already, Pete.
You'll never know if you don't try, Esteban. It's Sticker Day today. You know what? Historians they credit European merchants back in the 1880s as being the first people to stick labels on their products in an effort to promote their goods to passers-by in the street. That's the story of the sticker, apparently. So thanks to them, that's why you have to, you know, gouge and mutilate your bananas now and get those stickers off if you want to eat them.
And if you get through the show today, I'll give you a yellow star.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yay. 159 years ago, 1863, Thomas Crapper unveiled his invention. You know what it was?
The toilet.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Funny thing that, eh? Name like Crapper. This has got your name written all over it, buddy. There was a one-piece pedestal flushing unit is what he called it back then. This day, 1857, the world's first Frisbee was developed. The way we know it now. It was originally called the Pluto Platter. On this day, 1869, the Beatles Esteban released Yellow Submarine.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm thinking, eh? Mm-hmm. On this day, in 1979, YMCA filed a libel suit against the Village People for the song YMCA. Didn't seem fair. This was such a good promotion. It was. This was like free advertising for YMCA. Why should they sue them? Anyway, it never really went anywhere. Hey, happy birthday, Orlando Bloom. He, of course, Will Turner from Pirates of the Caribbean. Loved him as Legolas in the Lord of the Rings movies. Seinfeld star Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Elaine on Seinfeld, also celebrating her 61st birthday today. Get back to the YMCA. Hey, funny man Robert Schimmel on the importance of staying fit, maybe at the YMCA.
My wife takes me to this gym, and they have this muscle guy that's going to give me the tour because he thinks I'm going to want to be like him. I don't want to be like this guy. He's like, hey, Mr. Schimmel, let me show you the facilities. Yeah. Why don't you spell facilities? So he goes, listen, first we got to do a little fitness test to see where you're at. And I said, well, I could save you some time right now because I got a little winded filling out the application. So if there's some place I could lay down for a few minutes, that would be good. He puts me on this treadmill. I'm on there for like 2 minutes. I smell bone burning like when you're at the dentist.
Sounded like the Black Crows were getting ready to play. Trudy, you ready for the mind bender?
Yes, I am.
Here she blows. A recent study suggests that there is... hang on, I got to start over again. A recent study suggests this is the most dangerous food to eat while you're behind the wheel of a car.
Hot dog.
No, that was quick.
Well, because hot dogs are a huge choking hazard for kids because of the shape. They're shaped like the esophagus, perfect size.
Yeah, that's right. Well, just don't let kids drive.
No, you know that, like, but I'm thinking adults behind the wheel. You're eating with one hand. You've gone to the Bell Pro.
Like, I don't know. A problem solved. Just don't let your kids. What's the matter if you let your six-year-old drive? All right, what else, Trudy? It's not hot dogs.
What about hot coffee and spilling it on yourself?
Oh, that's a big guess today.
No. I would say a Big Mac or other juicy type of burger that's dripping all over you.
No, a couple of people have gone for the Big Mac, too. We know that that's the messiest burger to eat through this survey, but no, it's not the answer for the mind bender.
Is it soup?
You laugh?
Amazing.
Soup is getting a lot of hits, too. Okay, you need time?
I need time.
All right, well, think about it again. It's a recent study suggesting, Trudy, that this is the most dangerous food to eat while you were at the wheel of your car. Let's go find out what the wheels are doing now. They're in motion on your Thursday morning, and from the Chum Traffic Center, here's another update on the drive-in with Catherine Wood.
On the eastbound 40, things are rolling well through the West Island. You have some minor slowdowns on and off to Carey Circle to Saint Laurent, and the westbound Med is a bit sluggish, PNF to DeCary. 20 into Carey, still moving well. On the South Shore, 30 east before Industrial and Chateauguay, we have a vehicle in the ditch. On the 10 west, things are thick on and off, and 30 west between the 10 and the 104, there's snow removal going on. Step into Marche Adonis for deliciously fresh meats. Until January 19th, Beef Spencer Roast is at $6.88 per pound at Marche Adonis. Catherine Woods, Shum Traffic.
Rock. Here in Montreal have entered guilty pleas and are awaiting sentencing in the spring. Prosecutors say they not only talked about going to their unnamed.
This is Music Matters with Shum's music director, Pierre Laundrie.
It is Music Matters, for it is Thursday morning, the 13th of January, 2022, 7:10. And what's the matter? Why are you laughing?
For it is a Thursday morning?
Yes, for it is a Thursday morning.
Since when do we talk like that?
For, since forever?
All right, go ahead.
God. This is all time we could be talking about music, Pierre. I realize that, but Esteban, you know, sidetracking as always. Morning, Pierre.
For it is Music Matters.
Yes, it is. See, that's how for it is.
I join you from my shire.
Oh, please, okay. All righty. Well, there's a lot to talk about, though. Can we get serious here, Pierre? Come on, it's Music Matters. You know, say that. Music on the way from The Truth, damn it. We're talking about the damn truth here. Good.
Yeah, third single from their great, great album called Now or Nowhere. Produced by Bob Rock in Vancouver, as you know. They went there at The Warehouse, which is owned by Brian Adams. We're supposed to do a complete album with them. And then, of course, you know, the pandemic hit in 2019. So they did six songs with Bob Rock and then came back to Montreal and then recorded some more and produced a few more tracks on this album. Had a lot of success with the two first singles, and this one is so good. It's called Only Love by The Damn Truth. Check this out, Pete.
Yeah, go. Yeah, you're right. It's a good tempo, and an up-tempo rocker, and the production's nice, too. It's very rich, the production on that. Nice and smooth.
It's got the Bob Rock magic touch.
Yeah.
And, it's been a long 2 years of this pandemic and everything else, and it's always fun when you have certain songs that you can cling on to. You know, Only Love will keep us going is, part of the chorus. And, music I don't know for you, Pete, but for me, music has played such a significant role in the past 24 months. And, you know, songs have taken on new meanings and have been, you know, kind of a life support in you know, certain respects. So it's great to add a new one to that growing list of positivity and great songs. So Only Love by The Damn Truth. We're going to hear a lot of this in the next couple of weeks.
New track as well, coming from other Montreal favorites, Muse. This is like hours away. And it's been a spell since we had new music from Muse.
It's been almost 3 years, in fact. The last album was released in November of 2018, called Simulation Theory, and had, you know, quite a lot of success. But it has been a little while, and, you know, because of lockdown, and, you know, it has been challenging for musicians. But Muse have a new single arriving later today called Won't Stand Down. It is apparently one of the heaviest songs that they've ever made, so I'm really looking forward to hearing this. You know, Muse have always kind of, you know, played with the genre a bit, you know, but they do have their signature sound. So I'm looking forward to see what Matt Bellamy and the boys from Muse have done with this song. So, you know, the minute we get it, we'll throw it on the air.
Absolutely. Eddie Vedder mentioning him that he is flying solo for now. New album coming in February. He'll be doing some solo shows. Give us the complete update on Eddie Vedder, please, and Pearl Jam, for that matter, Pierre.
Well, on Monday, earlier this week, Eddie Vedder announced the track listing for his new solo album called Earthling. He's still with Pearl Jam. We don't have to worry. But he, you know, he had some songs, he had some stuff to say, and he had, you know, kind of a different musical, inkling for this album. You know, Long Way that we've been playing kind of has a Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers feel. And this album will be released on February 11th, called Earthling, produced by Andrew Watt. The name might not ring a bell, but he's worked with Ozzy Osbourne. He's produced Elton John. He's also done some pop work with Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber, but, you know, he is a rocker at heart. And earlier this week, the artwork and track listing for the new album from Eddie Vedder was unveiled. And the new single called Brother the Cloud will be released tomorrow. So we're getting some new Eddie Vedder music tomorrow. He's got a solo little tour in the U.S.
Yeah.
And then Pearl Jam resumes later this summer, in fact. I thought it was in March, but they'll pick things up in summer with a European tour. And we're still waiting to find out when the North American tour for Pearl Jam will be rescheduled. You may remember they were supposed to be in Ottawa and Quebec City last year, and that was postponed. But new dates have still not been announced for the Pearl Jam show, you know, this side of the American border.
Yeah, I'll always remember that Pearl Jam was like the first band to cancel a tour, 22 months ago. Because they'd announced the Quebec City and Ottawa gigs. They were passing over Montreal, and then they came out and said, no, there's this thing called COVID-19 that's coming. We're not going on the road. So,
Yeah,
I guess so. Looking forward to the weekend. It is Thursday already. What do we got on the horizon for Saturday and Sunday, Pierre?
Well, Setlist Sessions, Hal is back with a set, some Southern rock, in fact. Lynyrd Skynyrd, a set from 1976, recorded in Atlanta. Saturday would be the 74th birthday of Ronnie Van Zandt. So kind of a celebration, if you will, for Lynyrd Skynyrd this Saturday, 6 o'clock, for the Setlist Sessions.
Yeah, I had to pinch myself. It's been 30 years since Nevermind came out from Nirvana.
It's insane, huh?
It's like yesterday. I swear it's like yesterday.
I know. I remember the first time I heard Smells Like Teen Spirit at the university bar, and I could not believe what was playing. It was just one of those instant, what is this?
Oh, really?
It was instantaneous. And, you know, here we are 30 years later still talking about that landmark album. And next week marks the 30th anniversary of Nevermind going to number one on the Billboard's chart. You may remember knocking Michael Jackson off the top spot with his Dangerous album. You know, this is where, you know, the alternative became the mainstream. So we'll play the whole album on Sunday, give it away with $50 to spend at Au 33 Tour, and it is going to be playing very, very loudly.
Okay, good. The way we like it here at Show. Pierre, thanks. I appreciate it. You know, Thursdays, you always drop in, and we like that.
That's fun.
Yeah, it always is. All right, you take care of yourself, Pierre.
You too, Pete.
All right, 17 minutes after 7 o'clock, Music Matters with our music director, Pierre Landry, here on Shalm 97.7. Traffic update here. Yeah, let's do it. 718 will make it. And here's Catherine Wood at the Shalm Traffic Center. There it is. Rush. Distant early morning on Shum 97.7, 7:41 now. So Alex Lifeson, the Rush guitarist, form a new band. It's called Envy of None. And they announced their debut album is coming. It'll be out in April. We got a little sample of this, too. Remember, this is Alex Lifeson of the band Rush. And this is their new sound. Is there like a guitar solo somewhere rest of the band or what?
There should be. It's very industrial.
Yeah, it's really got that sort of, what's the word I'm looking for, me? Alternative sounds.
Alternative.
Late 90s type of feel to it.
Almost, Pierre Landry was saying this, it reminds us of Sneaker Pimps.
Sneaker Pimps.
Remember these guys?
God, it sounds just like them.
Yeah, Sneaker Pimps?
Yeah, yeah. British band. I remember them. Late 90s there. Yeah, yeah.
And this is Alex Lifeson's new band. Sneaker Pimps?
Yep.
Alex Lifeson.
Yeah. Pretty thin line there between the two, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's teamed up with the singer. Remember these old guys, these Canadian rockers, Coney Hatch. They were huge back in the 80s. Big hair band. A lot of electric guitars happening there. Yeah. So it'll be Alex Lifeson teamed up with the guy's name was Andy Curran, the singer of Coney Hatch. And that is going to form the new band called Envy of None. The song we just heard a sample of was Liar, and it'll be on a complete album that's coming out. Like I said, 11 songs included on the album on, like, April the 8th. All right, 7:43 now, and My Inventor's getting a lot of hits. You want to take a whack at it, get over to the show on Facebook page. A recent study suggests that this is the most dangerous food to eat while you are behind the wheel. Yes, you're right, and we'll, during the reveal in less than an hour from now, hand over the Shum swag bag to you. If you nail it, good luck. 7:44, traffic time. Here's Catherine Wood once again.
Northbound carries a bit busy at the top. Southbound side has extra volume in the top third. Eastbound 40, some slowdowns on and off from before to Carey Circle through to Saint Laurent. Met West is heaviest between the 215s. Westbound 20, they've cleared a right lane stall at Engrenon. Over on the South Shore, 30 East remains heavy from the 138 to an accident before Industrial and Chateauguay. 10 East is thick from the weigh station through to the Richelieu River. The CIBC Dividend Visa Infinite Card rewards you with cash back on every eligible purchase with no limit on how much cash back you can earn. Conditions apply. Visit CIBC.com/cashback. Catherine Wood, Shum Traffic.
CTV's The Cleaning Lady is the gripping series where one woman will do anything to save her son's life. Because sometimes the wrong choice is the only choice. The Cleaning Lady, all new, Monday at 9. Get into it only on CTV.
Hi, me again for my friends at Bus to Move Moving. If you have a move to plan that's coming up, I'll tell you where you start. There's only one place to start, and that's at bustomovemoving.com.
Earn more points and get more savings at Family Free. From Thursday to Saturday, Family Plus members can get select Tana Protective Underwear for $10.97 and select Listerine products for $4.97. Family Plus. It's a big plus.
Receive up to $4,000 for participating in a study. Alta Sciences is currently recruiting healthy participants age 18 to 65 who do not take any medication on a regular basis. Participate in a clinical study in Montreal and you can receive up to $4,000 for your participation. Register online at goalta.ca or by phone at 514-373-2003. 514-373-2003.
CTV's 911 Lone Star is burning up the screen, one heart-pounding episode after another.
All right, we're coming towards you.
Rob Lowe stars in an all-new 911 Lone Star. Get into it Monday at 8, only on CTV, then stream anytime.
The spirit of rock.
7.
And this may explain a few things, Pete. What with so many people bored and at loose ends due to pandemic restrictions, researchers reviewing studies on sadism discovered a link to simple boredom. It was already known that some people so dislike being bored that they will even give themselves electric shocks to alleviate their understimulation. But boredom leading to harming other people for your own pleasure, that's different. One study showed online trolling is associated with a monotonous personal life. And the link was sometimes evident even in people who scored low in the tendency to be sadistic. The authors argue that coming up with ways to alleviate boredom could reduce sadistic behavior in settings such as schools and in the military.
Thanks, Trudy. It's 8:02. Just reading here. We're going to talk about this. The Great Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Purge. A lot of people saying there's just too many bands in there that don't belong.
Ooh.
And they got some good points, too. We'll get around to that in a bit. I know you want to, first and foremost, tackle the Pete Mindbender question for today.
Yes.
A recent study, Trudy, suggests that this is the most dangerous food to eat while you're at the wheel.
A big old greasy piece of fried chicken.
Oh,
it's the most delicious food to eat.
Yeah,
yes, it is. So the bell for it being delicious, but the buzzer for it being wrong.
How about a really messy taco?
Oh.
Makes sense, but no, that's not the answer we're looking for. Someone just texted, how about oysters? Chucking them in that eating them, yes.
I'm assuming this is the food that people have been actually spotted trying to eat.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah. I get the feeling a lot of people here, you know, eat the soup behind the wheel and breakfast. Turkey dinner popped up, too. All kinds of
turkey
stuff.
Turkey dinner?
Yeah, it's on the list, too. What else?
How about an ice cream cone? Very drippy, gets all over.
Depends on the temperature outside, Purdy.
True.
You know?
Okay, so do I get a hint? Are you narrowing it down now?
Is it hint day today, Esco? What do you think?
It's more of a snack than a meal.
Okay, that's enough. That's enough. Yeah. We'll give you one shot.
Okay, but I will say... what are those little not sesame seeds.
Give her the butt.
Sunflower seeds. Sunflower seeds.
Oh, I like that.
Because you have to get rid of the shells as you're eating them.
Yeah, we know what they are, and thanks, Trudy. 8:04, traffic time. We've got Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, and they should be there, the police, coming up in a couple of seconds. A traffic update happens first. Here's Catherine Boyd.
Cell phone carries busy off the top to a stall left lane after Cote St. Catherine. That's creating delays on the westbound Met. You'll find it heavy on and off the OT to Carey, and the eastbound 40 has volume near to Carey Circle on and off to St. Laurent. Northbound to Carey, minor delays at the top. 13 south, busy from Cote de Liesse down to the 20 and on the south shore. 30 east, really busy from before the 138 to an accident near Industrial. A truck has gone off the road. Getting your flu shot at the pharmacy, help protect yourself against pneumococcal pneumonia at the same time. Ask if Prevnar 13 is right for you. Learn more at Prevnar.ca. Catherine Wood, Shum Traffic.
And now, 2 seconds of winter. Stuck in traffic.
Rock the car. Rock the car. Nope. Rock. You know what? I'm just going to get out. What?
Wherever you find yourself this season, take us with you. On air and online, in your car and on the iHeartRadio app. Or just ask your smart speaker to play CHOM.
It's the police, and they're definitely Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. Are you kidding? And it all started off with that song, Roxanne, 1978 for the police. Here at Shum, 97.7. City of Cleveland, Ohio has a website devoted to the city, cleveland.com. And long story short, Cleveland is where the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is, right? And there are a lot of people, there's been some buzz on this website in Cleveland. A lot of people have been saying lately, there's just too many people in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame who shouldn't be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And you start looking at the list and going, yeah, that makes sense. Clyde McFatter was inducted in 1987. Who's Clyde McFatter?
I was going to say, who is Clyde McFatter?
Exactly. Right? The Coasters. I mean, you know, fair enough.
Okay,
band. Yeah.
Yeah,
but Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Come on. Like, seriously. Hank Ballard. Think Hank deserves to be in there?
Yeah.
Bobby Darin, I mean, with all due respect to Bobby Darin, he did Mac the Knife and...
Yeah, not so much after that.
Laverne Baker. Who? The Impressions. Jimmy Reed. There's a long list here, and they've got a point. There's a, like, it's crammed with people, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And they say the only reason they do that is every year they, you know, they come out with their list of inductees, who they're thinking about putting in. It's usually a pretty long list. And they say the only purpose for that, the only reason why they do that is because they want a big induction ceremony party to go with it. And that's pretty lame as an excuse. Dwayne Eddy, Martha and the Vandellas. Ooh. With all due respect to Martha and the Vandellas, it's not rock and roll.
Musicians aren't horrible. They just don't belong on a Rock Hall of Fame.
That's exactly it. Del Shannon. Is there anyone you think is in there who shouldn't be in there? Just text him. We'd love to hear from you at 11977. Who do you think is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Or, better yet, who isn't in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Isn't the Notorious B.I.G. part of the Rock Hall?
Like, seriously. Like there, yeah. Come on, man. The Flamingos? Solomon Burke? We're stretching it a bit here, right? Brenda Lee? Brenda Lee, you know why I like Brenda Lee? Because she's got the good Christmas song.
Yeah, she does. That.
And she was petite. That's all I know about her. No, but it's true. She was like a lawn gnome. She was like 4'10" or something. That was great voice, but does that put her into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? So anyway, we love to hear your content. As always, friends, we love to stay in touch with you at 11977. Or maybe they could just change it to the Music Hall of Fame.
There you go, solved.
Problem
everything.
Solved. Yeah, exactly. You know what? Esto, get on Cleveland.com and tell them that we're sending that as a proposal there. 11 minutes after 8 o'clock, Canadian Rock and Roll Hall of Famer for sure. Here's Tom Cochran doing No Regrets at Shawl.